I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Women in Iran are ditching their headscarves, a trend that Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran says is increasing.
And practically now on the streets, mostly I would say 70% of women are without their hijab.
Oppression of women in Iran is comprehensive. Baghestani says the effect is a deep-seated resentment that you can hear in the voices of women there.
You know, when we talk to them and we try to counsel them, they're so bitter, and it's hard for them to forgive.
Baghestani says the call center team daily reminds people of gospel truths.
You're a child of God, you're precious, you're loved, and Jesus has a different plan for you. Let's forgive and move on.
Learn more and the full story at our website. Finally, Light Academy lives up to its name, shining the light of Christ in a spiritually dark region of Uganda. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says the school, a ministry of Set Free Global, is a vital change agent.
There was nothing there 20 years ago, and now it's one of the most prolific schools in the entire area.
Although the school wasn't in Set Free's original plans, believers followed the Lord's leading.
It started with 42 orphans who were at a spiritual warfare conference, and they had figured out that if they stayed for the conference, they can eat porridge because they were starving.
The work started small with one teacher and clothing for orphans. Today, Set Free Global supports 11 Christian primary schools that enroll more than 4,500 vulnerable kids. Light Academy is a Christian high school allowing primary school graduates to continue the discipleship process. And child sponsorship helps dreams come true. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.